You do the Kamenig and Klai Sol to refer to Maseches Beitza, not as Maseches Beitza, but as Maseches Beya. And Bechlau, we refer to, we call it Beitza or Beya. And what's the reason for this? So it's Bechai based on the Magen Avram in Simon Kufn and Vav. He brings down from the Yom Shoshalim and Baba Kamet that says, Al Yetzi Davar Magunam Epiv, Lachin Lo Yomer Betamut Beitzim Ela Beim. Yom Shoshalim says that Magen Avram brings to the Yom Shoshalim there's Mekabel for Zer Beim, that because Beitza is a Lashem Magunam, we're makbid to say Beya, not Beitza. But there's a Yedudah Kakasha from the Achronim on this Magen Avraham, the Yom Shoshalimer from the Gemara over here. Our Gemara over here says in Daf Hem Beis that there was a Talmud Echad that says Rebbe came to Magen Mechel of Rebbe Neonim Shemagabim is the same Batoma. They used to knead their dough Batoma. Amelam Mepnemata Magabim is Echem Batoma. And we learned Talmud Echad Balakan Vahailon and Mei Betzim Mei Machshirim. He taught us the Mei Betzim are not Machshir, but who made Beitzim Darshul? He Darshan really the Mei Beitzim is not Machshir. Water that comes from Beitzim from an egg. But they made a mistake, and they thought that he meant Beit Betzayim, the water of a swamp. And based upon that, they came to this tais, they came to this mistake. So they got mixed up between the word Beitzim and Betzayim. So if the Magen Avraham is correct, that we're makbe not to say Beitza, but we say Beya, then how could he have such a mistake? He wouldn't say Beitzim, he would say Mei Beyim. Mei Beyim doesn't sound anything like Mei Betzayim. So from the fact that they had such a mistake over here, it's pretty clear that they were not makbe on this, and they would say Beitzim, and that's how the mistake was able to happen. It's interesting that the Tiferes Yisrael in the beginning of Maseches Beitza Beya, he says on his own, he says a different shot based on this Gemara. He says maybe the reason why we're makbet to say Beya instead of Beitza is goofy because of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We see that a mistake happened because people were makbet Beitzim with Betzayim, so maybe from there became the minhag to refer to Beitza as a Beya in order to avoid this mistake from happening again. So he's saying a whole different shot why that minhag developed to say Beya instead of Beitza. But then the Iker Kasha on the Magen Avraham from the Gemara over here, I saw a very nice pshat from Imri Yemis in his Mechtavim. He says that the pshat is that Fakir, there's a ride from here to the Magen Avraham because the Tisus is bothered how they can be machlof between Beitzim and Betzayim. It's two different words. How can you make such a mistake? So it's like the Imri Yemis, the pshat is that because they're machben in this Magen Avraham, Hashem Yam Shoshalim, to not say the word Beitzim, they're a Mishanet. Now, what are you Mishanet to? You don't have to be Mishanet to Beim Dafka, just be Mishanet to anything that sounds different. And he said in those days, they're Mishanet Beitzim to Betzayim. That's how they refer to a Beitza in order not to avoid the problem of Lashon Megunah. So being that they called Beitzim Betzayim, so when he said Mei Betzayim and Machshirim, he was really talking about eggs. They thought he meant Mei Betzayim Kipshutai, and that's how this mistake took place. And Mimele, this is a Raya that you should be Mishanet. Now, how to be Mishanet? There's different Minhagim. Some could say Betzayim, some could say Beim, but Lamai said there would not be a Kashavim here on the Magen Avraham. Now, the Iker Minik to say Beya, not Beitza, the Tiferes Yisrael, but then that Shtickle asks, he says, it's why would we prefer to use a Lashon of Aramis, not Lashon HaKadosh? Lashon HaKadosh is more Chashav. Why use a Lashon Aramis Bechlal? It's not Mistaber to say such a thing. It's a Lashon that Malchus Shas are not Makirim, but why use a Lashon Aramis? So I was thinking maybe the Pshat could be like the Besesiv says in Hilchos Pesach and Tafa and Gimel. One of the reasons why we have a Minik to have the Beitza dafka, the Lel HaSeder, is because Beitza and Aramis is a lashon of Beya, Ba'a, which is a lashon of Ba'a Rachmi Uparke. It's a lashon of being Mavakish Rachamim. And it's a Ramaz we should be zeichet to have a Geula, that through our Bakashas, the Geula should come. So it could be that, mainly, even though it's a lashon Aramis, but there's a Ramaz of Dover Taiva as well, to be Mavakish Rachamim. And that could be part of the reason why the Minig became to refer to it as Maseches Beya or Beya instead of Beitza.